Honest conversations? Are just that, honest. They're not deep. They're not revolutionary. They're you. The most honest conversations we will or can have are the conversations we have within ourselves. With ourselves. The inner dialogue.
Oh, what? Oh no, please, please tell me it's at least 7. It's 4:30. You just woke up an hour after you went to bed. I can't help it. I mean, why am I awake right now? I have just slept for 1 hour. And I have nothing to do today. I should just go back to sleep. I can't believe you slept after 3 yesterday. Or I guess today. Well, at least midterms are over now, so I don't have to worry about studying. That's not true. You have 3 assignments due next week and a lab. Ugh. Yeah. I don't know why I went to the party last night. Well, it made logical sense to go. Yeah, but did I really want to go? I mean, yes, I wanted to attend 1 college party in my lifetime. But I knew I was going to be bored, and I was already so tired. I should have just come home, watched a movie, and slept. Yeah, but like, you can't have said no yesterday. Everyone was requesting you to come. Even Claire herself came up to you and asked you to come. Yeah, but I was very clear with them that I don't drink or dance or do anything that anyone does in a party. Yeah, but it was an experience, wasn't it? Yeah, but it was exactly as I'd imagined it. I went in, everyone was pretty awake and alive, and we were just talking, and then slowly things started going down. And eventually I just found myself on the couch with a bunch of people I didn't know, and they were being super frank and nice to me, but also not making any sense at all. It was weird. Did you want to drink at any point? I remember considering it. I don't know why I didn't. Oh yeah, I don't know, I just like, every time I think of drinking, I just start thinking about what happened to Dad, and to him. Okay, you know what happened to Dad wasn't just about alcohol, right? And he's fine now. Yeah, he's fine after he stopped having alcohol. But honestly, like, if Dad's incident hadn't happened, I would still be scared. Because you lost him? Yeah. I don't know. It's like, a part of me is happy that he's free from the pain now, but I just lost another person in my life because of that stupid. See, I get it, okay? I get why people have fun when they have alcohol. I get that they loosen up and they feel like They feel lighter and they feel like they can breathe. And honestly, I can really see why they like drinking. But I just don't want to. I'd rather practice loosening up and training my brain to get into that relaxed mode than put alcohol in my body. I mean, I guess if I was the only person in the world who would get affected if something happens to me, then I would go ahead and try all these fascinating products. But if I do something and something, even if it's something small, happens to me, I can't imagine what my parents would feel like or what my friends would go through. And till like the first few weeks of this year, of first year, it was just my parents I had to worry about. But now, the more time I spend among these people and meet all these amazing people and bond with them, I am just creating more connections and adding more people to the list of people who will get affected. I remember the day when I heard that he was gone, and what I felt that day and for the months after that. I really don't want anything I do to put someone else in that situation. And honestly, I'm a bit jealous of all my friends and everyone, because even though they can see the possibility of other people getting affected because they were enjoying themselves one night, it's not in their face. I don't know why it's in my face. I think a big part of that is that if something happens to me, I really don't know how my parents will get to know. The university doesn't have my parents' phone number. My friends don't have my parents' phone number. I guess you should give it to them then. Yeah, but do I want my friends to be the ones calling up my parents and telling them something happened to me? Do I want to put my friends in that situation? I don't think so. So yeah, having those few amazing moments where I feel like the lightest person and there's nothing weighing on my shoulders is not worth the trouble I might put others in. And honestly, maybe this is a very dumb logic, but I guess I'm just not brave enough to take this risk. So I guess it's fine that you're not. So I guess it's good you didn't feel pressured or anything yesterday, and you got to experience at least one college party. Yeah. There were some fun things though. I don't know who was it. The person sitting on my right on the couch just kept going on about how she would bang someone in the room. That was weird. Yeah, I still feel awkward about it. But yeah, I don't know if she was exaggerating because she was really drunk or if she was saying the truth. I have heard people in movies say that and do stuff like when they just see people, but I don't know. Do people actually just see a stranger and want to bang them? I mean, like, I wish I don't have to do that to anyone ever. What about kids, son? You do want kids, right? Oh, yeah. The amount of lists I've made for my kids definitely proves that I want kids. But I don't... That's just gross. Like, what she said, maybe she feels that way, but I think that's just so weird and funny. It's interesting though, because I don't think if I was in India right now and my friends were drinking around me, I don't think anyone would have said that. Yeah, maybe it's just a cultural thing, you know? Like, definitely movies here show that, right? Like, movies in India recently started showing stuff, but movies here always had kissing and stuff. Yeah, but I just thought that was in movies. Like, I don't know, isn't it kind of gross to kiss someone? Anyway, yeah, so, yeah, that's so weird, but yeah, that was interesting. And then I did meet a couple of people who weren't drinking as well, and then we were just sitting and talking for a while, and someone came up with an idea of playing board games, right? Oh yeah, playing board games was fun. What was the game that you played? I think it was spelled C-A-T-A-N? Catan, I think? I don't remember how you pronounce it. Catan? Catan sounds dumb. I think Catan or something. I don't know. Well, it was fun. I do like playing board games. Oh, I think there's a board games club in the university. Maybe you should join that. Maybe I should. Yeah, but also, I think you should sleep, because there's no way you'll be able to function with an hour of sleep. Oh yeah, I should sleep. Okay.
You just finished another episode of The Inner Dialogue. If you would like to reach out to the creators, you can find them on Reddit and Twitter as The Inner Dialogue. And if you would like to follow Arya's journey ahead, stay tuned for the next episode.